Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, on this blessed Thursday morning, once again we have come back with the very same program which you watch every single day, and that is the Early Echo. We will be echoing the beautiful sayings and quotes of having a successful marriage. Yes, to provide success in your marital relationships with your spouse, inshallah azawajal, we will be presenting some ahadith as well as some ayat of the glorious Quran, inshallah azawajal, so that we can learn and basically seek knowledge as to how can we bring about success within our marriages, inshallah azawajal. So let us be ready for today's program. For Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we do have some kalams and nas which we will be playing. We also, and we are hoping that you are ready to enjoy this program right from now to the end of this show. So please stay tuned with Madani Channel for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any good points you hear, you can always jot them down, note them down, so that you could always refer to them at a later stage. Yes, as well, we had encouraged a lot on this aspect that you and I should increase our recitation of durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Chale, aaj ek aur hadith hum sun lete hain inshallah, in relation to the blessings and virtues of increasing our recitation of durood-e-paak, salawat and salutations upon the cause and cream of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a beautiful fragrant hadith, the one who recites 1,000 durood upon me daily, he will not die until Allah azza wa jal will show him his abode in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So this blessing is for those people who excessively and abundantly recite durood paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jis taraf uth gayi, dam mein dam aa gaya. Jis taraf uth gayi, dam mein dam aa gaya. Us nigah-e-inayat pe laakho salam. Mustafa, jaan-e-rahmat pe laakho salam. Sham'e-bazm-e-hidayat pe laakho salam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in another beautiful fragrant hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who invokes 50 darood upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of resurrection. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. After listening to these ahadith, if then too you are not motivated to increase your recitation of Durood-e Paak, then it is not my fault. Rather, we should understand these the importance of receiving salvation on the day of judgment. And what more better than this, that during such difficult and hard, horrifying moments, a person will be made to touch the blessed and mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah Channel, chale, ab hum ek naat-e paak sunte hain, and this is Madinah ki zahir. Salam unse kehna, Allahu Akbar. You know, those who have just returned from Madinatul Munawwara, they actually still remember the beautiful mornings of Madinatul Munawwara, the charming and bright mornings of Medina and Makkatul Mukarramah, Subhanallah. Those bahars, those that atmosphere, that environment is something which cannot be described. But that feeling of being in Madinatul Munawwara, breathing the air of that beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, which has shifa in it, is altogether, honestly, something else. Allahu Akbar. Words cannot describe the feeling. So let's make this dua, inshallah, azawajal, and basically request those people who are going for Umrah and for Hajj to convey our salams to the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this kalam is by Adnan Attari, and we will listen to this Naat-e-Paak, and immediately thereafter we will be back. Till then, please stay tuned. to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine ke hai sune wo zara. سلام ان سے کہنا سلام ان سے کہنا سلام ان سے کہنا سلام ان سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر سلام
کہنا
مدینے کے زائر سلام ان سے کہنا مدینے کے زائر
اسی آرزو میں گزرتے رہے دن کے پہنچے دی ان سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر سلام ان سے کہنا مدینے کے زائر سلام ان سے کہنا مدینے کے زائر
ہو جب سامنے سبز گنبد تمہارے نہایت عقیدت سے دامن پسارے ہے حاضر تمہارا غلام ان سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر سلام سلام ان سے کہنا مدینے کے زائر
بڑی چاہتوں سے اس در کو پایا پڑا ہی رہوں در نہ چھوٹے تمہارا کام ان سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر سلام ان سے کہنا مدینے کے زائر سلام ان سے کہنا مدینے کے زائر
دل کش نظارے تڑپتے ہیں جن کو مسلمان سارے یہ بات بسد اغتیرام ان سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر سلام ان سے زائر سلام ان سے کہنا مدینے کے زائر
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ سبحان اللہ مدینے کے ظاہر سلام ان سے کہنا Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is how it is that we convey our salams to the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when we are present there physically, Allahu Akbar, phir wo baharein aur hoti hain. Kuch Islami bhai yu bhi kehte hain ki jab wahan pahunchte hain to phir haath uth nahi paate hain. Agar haath uth bhi jaye to make dua, then samajh mein nahi aata hai ki duaein kya mange. Allahu Akbar, because a person is overtaken by the beauty of Gumbad-e-Khazra, by the beauty and the environment, atmosphere, and the feeling of being in the masjid, at the Mazar-e-Mubarak, at the beautiful golden chamber of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. It seems as if everything is on a standby and a person is directly in front of the holiest Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So therefore, inshallah, azzawajal, for you to experience this, if you have never experienced, there are people who toured the world, but if you have not seen Madinatul Munawwara, kuch bhi nahi dekha jo Madina nahi dekha. You have actually seen nothing if you have not seen Madinatul Munawwara. So therefore, inshallah, azzawajal, aap niyat farma lijiyega. Do make some intentions for going for Umrah, for going for Hajj, inshallah. Take your family and go. And Hajj, of course, is a journey of a lifetime. Prepare for this journey, plan this journey, learn the uloom and the science, you know, regarding the knowledge regarding your Hajj, so that when you go there, you do not afford to make any mistake. Rather, you do everything as per the requirement of a Muslim, that when he goes for Hajj, he should perform the rituals of Hajj accordingly without making any mistakes. So these things are only possible when you have enthusiasm, when you have the jazba to do it, inshallah, azza wa jal. Warna yu bhi hota hai ki banda hazaro lakho rand kharch karta hai, chahe dollars mein ho, pounds mein ho, rands mein ho, jo bhi currency mein aap ja rahe honge. Wahan jane ke baad phir poocha jata hai, bhai ab hum kya kare, what should I do now, what should I do now. Logo ko pakad pakad ke poochte hain, logo ko follow kar rahe hote, jo wo kar rahe hote hum bhi kar rahe hote. This is actually something which is inappropriate. It is not correct, because it's, you are not sure how that person is doing his tawaf, what's his recitation, what he's reciting, the du'as and stuff like that. So you first learn, achieve and gain, acquire the ilm and knowledge regarding the Hajj, because this is part of Farz Ulum, inshallah. Because Hajj is Farz, and therefore the knowledge that you need to attain, the knowledge that you need to learn for going for Hajj is also Farz, so that you can perform this ritual and perform this Hajj accordingly and correctly, inshallah, azza wa jal. However, now we are going to be blessed with a muballigh of Da'wat Islami, our respected honorable Maulana Imran Sahib, mashallah. We are going to be taking Madani pearls from Maulana Imran Sahib, mashallah, who will be blessing us with his Madani pearls. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ya Maulana, how are you doing today?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How are you, Zul?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ala kulli hal, mashallah. For the viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Maulana Imran Sahib is actually a teacher in the Jamiatul Madina of Da'wat Islami, as well as the Imam Khatib of Faizane Imam Ahmad Rida Markaz in Pretoria, mashallah. Mawasa, what is the name of your area where you are present at the moment?
Name of the area is called West Park, Pretoria West. The area's name is West Park. Some they call it Quaggas Rand, but it is well known in English as West Park.
Our initial topic for today was actually the concept of true love in Islam, happiness in marriages and stuff like that, inshallah. But eventually, we will get there, Mawasab. Firstly, we wanted to take some guidance from you as well as to what Madani pearls will you give us early. These Madani pearls are actually for everybody, wherever you are, alhamdulillah, in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah. We want to provide such solutions which you can implement in your life to better your future, to secure your future, as well as to become more obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. So, Mawasab, you can go for it, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. I will try and interject, inshallah, as I feel it's necessary.
Let us just make the viewers of Madani channel to be uplifted morally. And I know nothing which can uplift them morally except like the saying of Imam Shafi'i. Shafi'i, he had a book called Diwan Imam Shafi'i. If Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal give us a long life in this type of silsila, as you say, that the flowers from the flowers of the pious ancestors, I will be giving them roses from that book. Diwan Imam Shafi'i, the poetry of Imam Shafi'i, it's a collection of the poet of none other than the master, the giant. He once said, before I selected one, the one which I want to say now, that if only that poem was not my concern. My major concern was that I was concerned with fiqh, I was concerned with hadith, with tafsir. If I could have dedicated all of my time for poetry, no one was going to beat me in as far as poem is concerned. He said that لَكُنْتُ أَشْعَرُ مِنْ Labid. I could have beat Labid. Labid that time was a well-celebrated poet, but Ash-Shafi'i said that if I could have just give it time, I could have. But nevertheless, to go straight, there is a poem which he writes under the chapter of Qana'ah, Qunu'ah, contentment, to be contentment. As you say, that people are going to work, some of them are going to school, some of them different things which we are aiming in life. So the master thing which I just want to put in table, which I want to advise one and all, including myself, is that we need to be content with whatever we have got. It's called contentment. He is saying in this first stanza and the second stanza that دَعِ الْأَيَّامِ تَفَعَلُ مَا تَشَى. First of all, the days, let them do whatever they are capable of. Let them do whatever they are destined for. Let them bring whatever they bring. Sometimes, like how they say that, وَلِزَّمَانُ مَسَرَّاتِ وَأَحْزَانِ. Time normally brings two things. Either happiness or sadness, it is meant for that. So Shafi'i said that if it bring happiness in your table, let it be. Embrace it with shukr. And when it bring it sadness, embrace it with sabr. So let the days flow and you must be watib nafsan and be contented and be make your soul, make your nafs, embrace yourself with contentment. Let your soul be at peace with whatever Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal is deciding for you, knowing all that the decider is more knowledgeable, is more wiser than you. So whatever come in your plate, just learn to accept. Then he said that, don't panic. Maulana Sahib, he said, people need not to panic. We are going to Rosi to seek our sustenance. We are going to what? And, you know, don't ever panic. Be content with whatever is going to. And you need to know that وَلَا تَجْزِعِ لِحَادِثَ الْلَيَالِ. Don't panic with whatever is happening. فَمَا لَحَوَادِثُ الدُّنْيَا بَقَاءَ. Because each and every circumstance is not meant to last forever. Whether you rich is not going to last forever. Allah. Whether you poor is not going to last forever. Whether you sick, it is not going to last forever. So inshallah, Huzur, this is what I said. Let me try to clear up my throat with justice with this saying of Imam Shafi'i.
Mashallah, mashallah. What a beautiful thing to begin the day by listening to the Madani pearls of wisdom by these great personalities. Mashallah, Imam Shafi'i. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us through the wasila of this great personality. MashaAllah. Awlana Imran Sahib, you know, you have just set the ball in motion. And actually these are some facts and realities. And if you want a successful day and we need success in our lives, these are the guidelines. Gosh, we could begin our day and end our day on these positive notes, mashallah. There will be so much of harmony and peace within our environments. Mahasab, you know, there's a hadith of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He has narrated that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that you will not enter paradise until you believe. And you will not believe until you do not love each another. Shall I show you something that if you did, you would love each other? This is the question from the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Should I not tell you about something which if you do, you will love each other? Sahaba ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, do teach us. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, spread peace amongst people. Allahu Akbar. Spread peace amongst each other, amongst yourself, between yourselves. And then you will see so much of harmony and peace and so much of barakah and blessings. In other words, and this hadith has been quoted in Sahih al-Muslim of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So it's so true, Mahasab. You know, these days here, if you look at the different dimensions and the different ways of spreading peace, is actually firstly, another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, make salam common, meaning, you know, meet and greet each other. These days here, when we see a person passing, we first hope that, you know what, if he makes salam, then I will make salam. Mu'asab. So people actually don't like to convey salam. After our namazes as well, if you see in the masajid, usually this thing is very much motivated that after you perform your salah, meet and greet each other in the masjid so that you may inquire about your brother's health, about your neighbor's condition, about your relative's condition in this way here, about your Muslim fellow brother. Even if he's not in your relationship, it's nice to inquire about the health of somebody. So Islam teaches us to spread peace amongst people. And how are you going to do that? Allahu Akbar. By making salam, by visiting, by sharing. Allahu Akbar. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that you can never reach the perfection of the iman, meaning you can never be a true believer until you do not love that which you love for yourself, until you do not love that for your brother which you choose and you love for yourself. So this is the thing these days here, Mahasab, that we choose the best for ourselves, and that which isn't good for us, we give it to others. And there's a very beautiful saying or waqiyah, Mahasab, maybe you can also elaborate. You know, there was a person in the time of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. This person was a businessman, and he met one youngster. And he told the youngster that, look, are you the son of so-and-so person? He says, yes, I am the son of so-and-so person. My father had passed away. He says, yes, I know your dad, your father had passed away. But before he passed away, he basically left a bag of money with me. You know, in the olden days, Mahasab, they used to have bag, the money sacks, in other words. So in that money bag, in that pouch in which money used to be saved and kept in, so he given a empty pouch, a empty sack or bag of money without money in it to this boy. So this boy asks, what is this for? Why are you giving me this? He says, well, before your dad had passed away, before your father passed on, he came to me and he left this amana with me. And he said, when my son grows up to be a big boy, then you should give this to him. So you can, but before he said this to me, he also did make mention that I can keep what I like and that which I dislike, I should give you. So basically, I have done that. I have taken the money because I liked the money, and basically what I didn't like is what I had given you. Allahu Akbar. So this young boy was very astonished at, and amazed at the attitude of this person, and he said, what? Seriously, how could you even do that? My father left this with you because I was a small child, and now that I'm a grown up teenager, you had actually did this, that you are giving me an empty pouch without the money? So anyway, this case reached the court of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and he was asked for his judgment as to, you know, what is the ruling on this mas'ala. This boy cried and he complained and he pleaded in the court of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, that this is what this man says. He left me this empty pouch, and he says that my father told him that what he likes he must keep and the rest he can give. So he kept the money with himself and he's giving me this empty bag to fulfill the promise of my father. Allahu Akbar. So then it was said to him, go and bring that man and come forward. So that man came, and he came with so much of authority because he thought what he did was totally right. Allahu Akbar. So it happened, Mahasab, that he was asked about this, and he says, yes, it's true. His father had left this pouch of money with me, and he did tell me what I like, I should keep, and what I don't like, I should give. Allahu Akbar. He says, what I like, I should give. This was the words of this person, of the father who told this man, what I like is what I should give. So Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala said, then okay, if this is the words of the deceased father of this youngster, that he said to you, what you like you must give. So you liked to give this pouch and you dislike to give the money. So therefore bring the money and come and give this child, give this youngster back his money. He says, but why? I mean, how is it proven? So Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala smiled and told this person that, look, pay attention to the words of his deceased father. What he said was, what you like, you must give. In other words, you had liked the money and you kept the money. What you disliked is what you had given. Astaghfirullah. Allahu Akbar. So what you liked is what you never give actually. You liked the money part. You embraced the money. You took the money. You decided to keep the money in your custody. And you gave that which you didn't like. So now, the haq of this child is that you go and bring the money and give it to him, because you have not fulfilled the promise and you have made khayanat in that amanat of that person who had given you this amanah. He has entrusted you with this wealth to keep until his son has grown up. So, Mahasab, I narrated this waqiyah and story to, you know, bring awareness in the community, is that spread harmony and peace and love for others which you love for yourself. In this way, Mahasab, there is so much of peace that can be spread amongst people. What is your Madani pearl as far as this is concerned?
As you hinted on, see, okay, just only to chip on, there is this beautiful hadith which I want everybody to pay attention to the details. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal explained the huquq, the rights. Now, he said that Yabna Adam, son of Adam, that of course including the daughters of Adam, male and female. Sometimes you see we point at the dhukur, the male, but the address is for everybody. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal said in this hadith al-Quds, that is the rights, son of Adam, arba'atun, there are four things. The first one, wahidun li, is for me. And the second one, وَوَاحِدٌ لَكَ, it is for you, yourself, the servant, is for the servant. The first is for Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal. And then the second is for the servant. And the third, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal said that بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ, it is between me and you. And the fourth, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal said that it is between you and between your fellow creature, your fellow brother, your fellow sister. Four rights. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that as for my right against you is that you should worship me. Then that which is between me and you is that from you is dua and from me is to answer the dua, is istijab. Then he said that that which is between yourself and the other fellow being Allah is this. أَن تُحِبَّ لِأَخِيكَ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ. Love for your fellow brother, love for your fellow sister, what you love for yourself. And this is the command from Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. When you talk about love, Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal tried to glue us with many glues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried to close our hearts together with many a thing. First of all, religion, dinul Islam. It made us to all of us to be what? Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. That to be real brothers. You see, when you talk about relationship, let us not just look only on blood relationship. Okay, this is blood relationship. You see, blood is blood. Okay, let us put blood on the another side. Now, just imagine relationship based on something strong, which is called deen. Love, which is based on something strong, which is Allah, sharing the same ummah. Love, which is based on something strong, which is selling the same silsila. The list again goes on and goes on and goes on. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal combine us with many, many things. It is mentioned also that one day Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi wa ala nabiyina salam that, Ya Musa, the salah, of course, people, they stand shoulder to shoulder. I'm not going to accept the salah till when people learn to stand heart to heart. So this issue of loving one another, it's fi'liya wa qawliya. They are action and they are words. That's why from among us, them you hinted that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afshu salam." The word afshu, spread salam to whomsoever you know and to whomsoever you don't know. And the ulama used to praise that if you spread salam, especially to those people whom you does not know, that is akmalul ghaya lihubba. The highest level of love is that you go and spend even salam to your enemy. This is the intent. To win the hearts of the people. Like how our world-celebrated poet, he said that this time around, I'm quoting what you call this, a well-known a poet. He said that, son of Adam, Allah sent you in the dunya to make a relationship, so please don't cut them. So by us spreading salam, we are trying to win and we are trying to maintain the relationship. So as you mentioned that it must be based on especially the principle of liking for others what you like for yourself. I think that is the way you put it and you summarize the whole concept of salam, that it must not be from the deep only. It must emanate from the heart.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And if you look at the meaning of salam as well, Masab, you know, when you say, may peace be upon you, you know, and then the next person then replies and says, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. He also makes dua for a person. In other words, the ulama ikram have explained this by saying that when you make salam to a person, you basically assure him that your wife, your wealth, your children, everything is haram upon me. In other words, I'm not going to cheat you, I'm not going to deceive you, I'm not going to hurt you. But these days here, Mu'asab, after making salam to, we are backstabbing each other. After making salam, we are still cheating on each other. Allahu Akbar. Is that muhabba is not there for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many ahadith, Mu'asab, and what you have just said now, alhamdulillah, is also so true. You know, if you look at some quotes, Mu'asab, regarding relationship, because the relationship of a husband and a wife is a very strong bond. It's a very strong relationship. And these days here, in current times, when we look around us, we see there are so many, you know, misconceptions and wrongs that are actually happening in marriages. And this is a different topic altogether. But inshallah, to provide some light and some quotes of the pious people according to some ahadith, inshallah azawajal, to bring about harmony and peace in a relationship. So let us listen to some ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, none but a noble man treats his woman, meaning his wife, in an honorable manner, and none but an ignorant man treats woman disgracefully. So whether she is your mother, your sister, your wife, if you are an honorable person, Allahu Akbar, if you are a noble human being, a noble man, then the sign of this nobility is that you will treat woman with honesty. You will treat woman with honor in a good way. And the vice versa of that, the sign of this is that you are an ignorant person if you do not know how to do this. So slandering them, hitting them, beating them, shouting at them, disgracing them, embarrassing them. And these are so common sins that are seen on the streets at times. It's seen, the children witness this, how the father would beat his wife, how he would sway his wife, getting angry over petty little issues. If there's less salt in the food, or if there's extra salt in the food, the clothes weren't ironed on time, there was extra masala in the food, for example. She was not ready on time to sit in the car and go somewhere. She decided to buy something which he didn't like. So these are some issues, some common reasons why husbands just snap out, and they would just break upon their wives, take their stuff and throw it out of the house, shout them, swear them, as I've just mentioned now. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this beautiful hadith, and it's for us to think about it, subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also said that, you know, if you hate your wife for the things that you don't like about her qualities, or there are any qualities which you hate her for, if there's anything in your wife that you hate her for or about, then also remember, there should be at least one thing due to which you should love her as well. So if there is one quality which you dislike about her, there should be another quality which you will like about her as well. Why can't we see the brighter side? Why aren't we able to see the good side of our spouses who sacrifice, you know, by leaving their families, by sacrificing and leaving their own comfort zone and coming into a new home altogether, you know, in the Indo-Pak, especially in other subcontinents or other continents of Africa, other countries, it's commonly seen that they are always tortured in a very bad manner. Children don't end up respecting their parents because of seeing how the father treats his wife, and they also grow up to be the very same person. So a person had mentioned the successful marriage is not when you can live in peace with your wife. Mu'asab, a very beautiful saying, you know, the successful marriage is not when you can live with peace with your wife, but when you can't live without each another. Allahu Akbar. But when you can't live in peace without each another. So a person had mentioned this saying, and I thought I'm going to share it with the viewers on this Madani channel. It's not when you can live with peace with each another, but you cannot stay and be in peace without each another. When she's not there, you think of her, you miss her, you want to be with your spouse, or you regret doing the wrong that you have done by making zulm, by oppressing her in different ways, at different ways, by threatening them, scaring them. You know, these are some, you know, having them at the gunpoint all the time. They can't leave, they can't go, they can't do anything. They are in a miserable condition. If there are people who do this out there, you know, repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Have a look at a video clip, inshallah, regarding some works of Dawud Islami. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Sadqah shuts 70 doors of evil. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Dawat Islami is an international organization operating in more than 100 departments all throughout the world. One main department is Madani channel. Madani channel is an Islamic channel providing 100% Sharia compliant Islamic knowledge 24/7. The channel runs in Urdu, English, and Bangla language. Come forward and support Dawat-e-Islami in spreading Islamic knowledge all throughout the world by giving your zakat and sadqat.
Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabi Allah. Maulana Imran sahab, mashallah, in your area, can you name some beautiful Madani kams that's happening, Madani work, and how many brothers have come into the folds of Islam, mashallah, in terms of the da'wah that's happening in your area, mashallah? I know it's a collective work. Lots and lots of brothers are together doing these types of work in the area, mashallah. But in terms of the youngsters turning away from drugs and abuse, mashallah, the sunnah-inspired ijtimas that are growing, the Madani qafilas that are traveling in the West Park region and area, can you please shed some light as far as this is concerned, Mawasab?
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, we start our day with a tafsir from Kanzul Iman. So, dars, each and every halqa, zila halqa, each and every place, you know, this sub-unit, all of these places, they start their day with dars and tafsir. Then from there, Alhamdulillah, as you're talking about works, it is growing tremendously. Lots of masajid are being built. Now we're still on a project in a local township wherein we are putting a new markaz by the name Faizani Islam in the heart of the township, whereby the majority who are going to attend to that mosque would be the local. So you can see how it is growing, but you see what in the heart of the local people, actually.
Mashallah.
Wherein some of the talks will be given in native language, wherein some of the books of Baba Jan will be also being explained to the people in native language. So a lot is going on, and also we are running, as you hinted earlier on, new Muslim courses. And each and every time, as we know that, especially the viewers of Madani Channel, that Africa itself is a factory of producing new Muslim, because majority of the people who are still in this continent, you see, they are ready and they are yearning to accept Islam. So on a daily basis, for us, it's common to have two or three or four, five, six brothers, as well as Islamic sisters who are embracing Islam. And also, we've got a very good boy leadership, which is just a pebble throw away from my house, called Faizani Islam in Denville. It is a white area. We are expecting that, inshallah, the brothers, especially from the African speaking tribe of Africa, they will be also accepting Islam. So you see, here it's a rainbow nation wherein everybody, like how the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied that, you see, this nation is going to reach to all, one and all, no matter how race, no matter how region. So alhamdulillah, Dawat Islam is spreading like wildfire in this region. And so a lot, Uzur, you see, we can speak and speak, but you see, the work is speaking more louder than our words.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Mawasab, the spirit is quite high, MashaAllah, and our du'as is that basically may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us as well the ability and tawfiq to do those amazing works, mashallah. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us hands. Gosh, I wish that these hands only should lift in support of this deen, not against this deen. Allahu Akbar, our legs should move in the direction of the deen and not in the opposite direction of this deen. All these body organs that we have, we need to use this energy and this time to motivate others, inshallah, encourage others as well to move in the direction of Jannah. And our actions, our amal, our speeches, all of this should be in accordance to the teachings of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallah, Mawsa, alhamdulillah, we have just like 2 minutes or 3 minutes remaining before we come to the end of this program, alhamdulillah. Brother Mulana Imran sahab, inshallah, in conclusion, you know, any madani pearls from you, inshallah, Zawajal?
Alright, in conclusion, Uzur, as you've mentioned nicely, and that there are some people who have got this bad habit of mistreating ladies, mistreating women folk. I just want to hint them with what the ulama, they extracted after studying the Quran, especially Surah An-Nisa. There is surah which was dedicated only for the ladies in the Holy Quran, and there is no surah to Rijal. Surah An-Nisa, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal review them higher up. So the ulama, they say that a lady was created from the rib. Just look at the way Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal was hinting to us. A rib is near the heart so that she must be loved. rib is not on the head, so that she must not be also the leader of the house. And the rib is not from the feet, so that we can trample and step on her. A rib is near the heart, so that she must stay always in the heart and loved.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah, Mawlana Sahib, amazing Madani pearl you had given, and takes a real man to wipe the tears of his spouse. It takes a good man to wipe the tears of his spouse, but it takes a real man to listen to the story as to why she has cried. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, you know, there are so many rewards. And there's immense reward in being a good husband, in being a, you know, a good role model for your family. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah ﷺ has even emphasized on this, that a husband is rewarded to this extent that even for the morsel that he puts in the mouth of his wife, it is counted as charity and he will be rewarded for it. According to another hadith, all the wealth which you spent on your family to, you know, grow them, to look after them, to feed them, even this wealth that you spend on them will be placed on the pan of Mizan on the Day of Judgment for your good deeds. Allahu Akbar. So, if you are looking in order to getting married soon, inshallah, Zawajal, of course, look and find those criterias of a good a husband or a wife, inshallah, Zawajal, to have peace and harmony. You know, look for deen, look for iman, look for a woman, or look for a husband that loves Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make sure the aqidah is correct, mashallah. Make sure the person is a namazi. And remember, always make this dua, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ صَلَاتِ وَمِنْ زُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. If you make this dua, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will be blessed with a pious spouse as well as pious offspring, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal will accept your duas if you make this from your heart and if you are righteous yourself as well. So we have come to the end of this program. We say shukran, Maulana Imran Sahib from Pretoria West Park, who have been part and parcel of our program right from the beginning to the end. We say shukran to you, Maulana Sahib, for giving us your valuable and amazing Madani pearls in this program. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to Maulana Sahib.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Barakallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, now we have come to the end of this program, as I had mentioned. And in conclusion, I would also like to say that do not forget, wherever you are, as every single day, this program only closes with one statement, and that is the missionary statement of this beautiful, fragrant organization called Dawat Islami. And that is, I must strive and work hard to reform myself and then the people of the entire world. Inshallah, live this mission, sleep this mission, and eat this mission. Trust me, inshallah, you will make a difference in your life and in your community. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.